as you see, not in some dark corner all somewhere here under the lights of me and this woman meeting the first time, I claim that Christ is alive tonight. And if you can only yield yourself to the Spirit, let Him speak through you. Now, it has to be supernatural. It depends on what you think it is. If you take sides with the Pharisees, then you get their reward. They said it was the devil, fortune teller or something, Beelzebub, prince of the devil, which anybody knows that any dark magics and fortune telling is of the devil. Certainly, it's something that the devil perverted. True Spirit of God comes from Christ and that alone. The Lord help us, our sister. May He grant. And if He will tell you, now if I just lay hands on you and say, go, you're healed, you'd have a right to doubt that. But if He tells you something that's been in your life, that you know whether it's something that you've done down along your life, like Nathaniel, or something like the woman, and she had five husbands, you'll know whether that's true or not. Then you be the judge. You be honest with God, will you? I'll be honest with God. Will you people be honest with God to say, if He will do that, He'll take every suspicion away from me, I'll believe that He raised from the dead. Will you promise Him that with your hands up? God bless you. May He grant it is my prayer. The lady is suffering with arthritis. That's what she wants prayer for. That's exactly the truth. That's right, you raise your hand. Do you believe now? Now, just talk to her a little more. You said you could have guessed that, Brother Branham. You can't hide your thoughts now. You catch them. The Lord reveals them. Listen to me, people of Chattanooga. The angel of light that's pictured here is not 2 foot from where I'm standing right now. That's thus saith the Lord. And find out it's the day of the judgment where it'll be proven, if you can't believe His presence, bearing fruit of what He was back under before His crucifixion. And it's the day of the judgment, you'll see. Yeah, I see the lady trying to move off of something. It's a chair. She tries to get up and she sits back down. She gets up again. She's in a room. It's a little chair like with an arm on it, like a rocker. She's trying to move out of that place. She's going towards your window. She's holding her back. It's arthritis of the spine. It's in her back. That's exactly right. You're wanting prayer for someone else, too. That's your daughter. You believe God can reveal to me what's wrong with your daughter? She's having migraine headaches. That's thus saith the Lord. There's something still pondering in your heart. Prayer for someone else, too. That's your son. And he's a dark shadow over him. You're praying for the salvation of his soul. He's a sinner. That's thus saith the Lord. That is true. Do you believe? If you will believe, you know something's speaking. That isn't me, lady. You heard my voice. And now that feeling that was on you just a few moments ago is lifted, hasn't it? Between you and I stood the light. That angel is gone from you now. I believe you receive everything you ask for. You go believing, and you shall have what you ask for. God bless you. Brother Dave, would you come here and say, where's Billy or somebody? How do you do, lady? Now, just before the lady, how many of you really believe right now with all your heart? Now, you out there that doesn't have a prayer card, up here in the balcony, wherever you are, just look. Say, Lord Jesus, if this be truth, Let the man speak to me out here. Let him, you're the same. I know it ain't the man, because he don't know me. I'm just sitting here in the audience. But he told us a while ago that you was a high priest that could be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. And you let him speak to me. And then it'll take every suspicion away from me, and I'll believe you, Lord God, that you want to heal me and make me well. You do that. Find out what takes place. You're setting out the audience, of course. I say that because of people on that thought of something that runs through their minds, wondering. Don't wonder, just have faith. He said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. All things. Isn't that wonderful? All things are possible. We're strangers to each other too, I suppose, my sister. Look to me like an honest woman. You are a Christian because your spirit is welcome. You are aware, lady, that in the presence of your brother wouldn't make you feel that way. Now, you be honest with me and with the audience. Just now, something began to take place. What was it? This picture that you see here of that angel, that's what come on you just now. Now, to me, you just look real light. But I see you moving from me, and you're praying also for an arthritis. And you're praying for your husband, and he has the same thing. Exactly. There's something still in your prayer list that you're praying for and have been for a long time. I see you kneeling. You're offering prayer, and I see two men rise. And they're both shattered as sinners. It's your brothers, and you're praying for their salvation. That's thus saith the Lord. Can you believe now that His presence is here? Then God bless you. You go, my sister, and God deliver you from everything that you have need of being doing. God bless you, I pray. Be real reverent, please, if you will. Unbelief is one of the most horrible things there is. Let me go anyway, but don't let me be a religious unbeliever. Unbelief is the only sin that there is. Smoking, drinking, committing adultery, cursing, swearing, that's not sin. That's the attributes of unbelief. He that believeth not is condemned already. And people who claim to be religious go to church, pious, and still rank unbelievers, sinners. Jesus said, you're your father, the devil. And yet they were just as pious and religious as they could be. The worst demon is to deal with is a religious demon. They're five times more harbor than any other evil spirit. Lord bless you, sister, which you are, my sister. You could be a critic. You could be standing there to do something wrong. How would I know you were my sister? The same way that he knew that Nathaniel was a just man with no guile. You're not staying there for yourself. You're staying there for someone else. It's your sister. She's in a hospital. You got that little thing there in your hand? Woman got cancer. And the relative that you're praying for is your aunt, the sister in the Lord. I know it stumped you when I said sister. I'm not reading your mind. But that's the reason I know unbelievers that's in the midst. Now go believing. Don't doubt. She'll get well. If you won't doubt it, God bless you. Don't doubt a thing. Go believing with all your heart. How do you do? Sir, I suppose we're strangers, our first time meeting. Don't know you, never seen you, but God does know you. Do you believe with all your heart out of the audience? Have faith. Little lady sitting there, kind of age, shaking her head, second one in the row there. Back there, you believe God to heal you that scientist trouble, make you well? Well, he healed you then. You touched something, you know, it was the Lord Jesus. What'd you put your handkerchief up to your face for, young lady? You believe me to be God's servant? You have a little yellowish looking dress on. You believe God hears and answers prayer? You put your anxious up too, didn't you, lady? Aren't you praying for your daddy? You believe he'll heal him of that cancer? All right. Lady, you were sitting next to her wiping your eyes and so forth. You're praying for your husband. He's unsaved. That's thus saith the Lord. You have faith and believe. God will grant it to you. Got bright eyes, sir, but that don't mean that they're altogether well. You want me to pray for your eyes. Right. Not only that, you want me to pray for someone else. That's your wife. She's got heart trouble. You're scared of cancer too, aren't you? Don't worry. You're not from this city. You're a nice person. You're from a city called Knoxville. You're a minister, too, right? Your last name's Klein. Your first name's David, Reverend David Klein. If you believe with all your heart, go receive what you've asked. Amen. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Heavy step, lady, back over here to my right, sitting down here. Sitting there praying just as hard as you can. You're also praying that God would touch you. You believe God would heal you of that kidney trouble, make you well? I want to tell you another thing you had, too. You have some sort of a cough that you cough with. It's asthma. You believe with all your heart? Rise up. Be made well.
Lord.
You believe? I've never seen you. But God knows you. You're in trouble. You're suffering with gallstones. That's right. And you're in distress over someone else. That's a man, a brother. Cancer. been operated on several times, to be exact, 4 times. No success. Will you believe with all your heart? If you will, you may go off the platform and receive what you've asked for. In Christ's name. Only believe. Yes. You sitting right there. Little lady there with a little brown looking hat on. You believe God healed you that stomach trouble and authorized to make you well? Well, you've received it. God bless you. Just the lady. Get a bunch of unbelief here a few minutes ago. It's got me on. We are strangers to each other, lady. You know, Jesus said, let them both grow together, both wheat and tares. Are you convinced that Jesus lives tonight? Are you convinced that He is raised from the dead? The lady is a stranger to me. I do not know you, dear sister. We're perfectly strangers. So are those out in there. It ain't the woman, it's the child keeps it coming. Out the end of the line there. Believe God heal the little one. Get back his hearing. Make him well. Take the death spirit off of him. Will you give God praise? Take him back to his home. God bless you. Get over there and speak in his ear. Watch what happens. You believe with all your heart? I'm a stranger to you. But you're suffering with a nervous condition. And what's caused that is a bladder. Makes you irritated. Right? That is true, isn't it? Are you believing? I see the more you speak to this lady, it just, you can imagine what it does to you. I'm just about to drop. What's it happening? How was it that I could stand here more than he did himself when one person? What is it? God never used his gift. The woman used it. She drawed from God. She drawed through Jesus, her faith. She touched him. He said, he didn't know what happened. That's you using. No wonder people get suspicious and say, well, I don't understand. It might be this, that, or the other. Is this? It's because you only see right here at the platform. This is all you see. You're not out there with us in the meetings at home. My wife's sitting right there. Here's boys. Here's ministers sitting right here. That's with me constantly. Think about the things it tells for weeks and months and years ahead of time. Did you ever see it fail, boys? Perfectly? Out there? How many knows those things to be true? Not even right in here, but out places, people who know me. This is just you. You're using God's gift now. I'm not his gift. It's the angel of the Lord. He has to use somebody's voice to speak it. As this, the Lord has told her, all right. Was it right what he said? Was it right what it said? Now, you know, lady, I wouldn't know it. The only way I'll ever know now is get it on the tape. But let's just talk it. Yes, there she is. It's a bladder condition. Not only that, you're praying about a son. It was a brain injury that happened. That's right. Not only that, but you got a brother you're praying for, and that's cancer. Are you convinced that God's the healer? Then go in God's peace, be with you, and bless you, give you that which you've asked for. All right. Are you believing all your heart? A real reverend out in the audience there. Just believe. Have faith. You believe your back trouble left, you stand there. You do. All right, go on your own. Just say thank you. You believe your female trouble has left you, the lady's trouble? You do? Or you go on your own and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord God. All right. Lady, don't know whether you're aware of this or not, but you're shattered with a cancer. You do it. All right, do you believe that God heals you? Go. Never be bothered with it again. Come, lady. You've been nervous for a long time. That started when you was a woman about 40, when the change of life come on you, which is called the menopause. Through that, you've had much trouble. And the trouble now has settled to a spastic condition of the stomach in here, which makes you have a stomach trouble. It's a peptic ulcer in your stomach. That is right. Why would God know 35 years ago what happened to you? You know I didn't know that, did I, lady? All right. Go eat now. Believe. You shall be healed. You have a real strange feeling when I said stomach trouble, didn't you? Everybody, you feel the same time. All right, everyone? If God has any condition to leave you, you believe that He'll make you well? All right, then go on your road and say thank you, Lord, and bless you all. What if I didn't say a word to you, just told you you were healed? Would you take my word for it? God, that's just going.
Hallelujah.
You wouldn't have to take insulin if you go to Calvary. He heals diabetes. You believe that? Go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Yes? God assists for one thing. Excess and abscess. It's in your female gland. You believe God will make you well? Go on your road and rejoice. Amen. Do you believe with all your heart? The scripture says, these signs shall follow them that believe. How many believers? Now, will you do something? Lay your hands over on someone there by you. Someone around you there. These, you all lay your hands on each other. Now, if you're a Methodist, pray the way you do in a Methodist church. If you're Pentecost, pray the way you do in a Pentecostal church. If you're Baptist, pray the way you do in a Baptist. Whatever church you belong to, pray for the person you got your hands on. These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now, let's bow our heads. Eternal and blessed God, we are praying one for the other, confessing our faults one to another, and we're confessing our faith in the resurrection of Christ, your Son, who is omnipresent, who is here now to make well the sick, to save the sinner. O eternal God, let the unbeliever see his mistake now, and may the Holy Ghost come in great power and conviction and send mercy to them and bring them to a saving knowledge of Christ. O Satan, you who have bound the sick, come out of the people. You are defeated because you're exposed. Christ is raised from the dead and is alive tonight and forevermore. This declare unto you that you have no legal rights. Christ stripped you of everything you had at Calvary, and his great vicarious suffering, and his death, and his triumph resurrection. His appearing here tonight has brought us the assurance that he's living, and he's anointed us, and his presence is here now, and Satan, you can't hold him any longer. Come out of him in the name of Jesus Christ.
Do you believe with all your heart? Watch now when two stars shall see you, call my feet. I can't make it. It's you. You look to Christ, the high priest, and say, Christ, I've understood now that tonight and seen those things done. Now that man doesn't know me. And if you'll just speak to me, Lord, I'm sick, I need you. And just to confirm that you are here, I'm going to believe you with all my heart. Just believe with all your heart now, and see if God will grant it. There's a lady sitting looking at you right back here. Just move your head back and forth just a moment ago. That's the one that moves your head down. You got a prayer card? You haven't. If God will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you believe God, you're sick? You want prayer, don't you? You prayed before you left home. That's when we get to be in the prayer line. And when I said that a while ago, you said within your heart, I ask you, God, to let him call me. If that's right, raise your hand. All right? You have stomach trouble. If that's right, stand on your feet. You have no prayer card. We've never met one another in life. We don't know one another. If that's right, raise your hand. All right? You can go home now. You're healed. I just ask you to believe God. What about some of the rest of the people through here? Will you believe? If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Little lady sitting right back there on the end of the road. You got spinal trouble, lady. Right down here. You believe? Have you a prayer card? You have a prayer card. Well, okay, I don't want that one. Your prayer card. Well, you've already been healed anyhow, so you just go ahead. You won't have to come to the prayer line. Somebody else, somewhere. I challenge your faith. Is that true or true? God, let us have one more. Read the confirmation. What's your point with yourself for, sir? You sit through sitting there? Man, point it to your chest? Have you a prayer card? You don't. You and I are strangers to one another. I suppose this is our first time meeting. God knows us both. If you reveal to me what your trouble is, would you believe me to be his servant? You will? You're suffering with sugar diabetes. That's right. You're not from this city. You're from Atlanta, Georgia. Your name's Mr. Adam. That's true. All right? Go home and be well, if you believe it. Do you believe God? Do you believe His presence is here? Then you people have that God. Then may I come up with all of you. I want to ask you something just a minute before you do. Let's pray. God, you're here. Now's the time to be healed, no matter what's wrong with you. I want you to take this prayer after me. You say the same thing I do. Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth, author of everlasting life, giver of every good gift, send mercy to me through thy Son Jesus. I now believe through the preaching of the Word, through the working of the Spirit, I believe that Christ is present. I now accept Him as my healer. I serve you, Lord, as long as I live. And I promise you, from this night henceforth, I accept my healing, and I call those things that are as though they are not, because I believe your word. Help me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now just keep shutting. Just keep shutting. Keep praying. That's your prayer. Did you mean it? if you map, you're going to see something happen in a minute that you've never seen before. His presence is here. I'm going to pray for you. You keep praying. I keep saying, Lord, you're coming in. I'm beginning to feel better. I believe the Holy Ghost is here. Something's happening to me. I'm going to pray for you. Lord God, it is written in the Word. And all these signs shall follow them that believe. It is also written, if you say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that them things that you say will come to pass, you can have what you say. Lord, 27 years I've tried to serve you, up and down the nation and around the world. If I've found grace in your sight, Lord, see these people to my ever real heart, genuine weeping. Rebuking them, but seeing their humble hearts and steps. Show these people our presence, Lord, again. And let them know, even as you've identified yourself in our midst, not a dead Christ, not one on a cross, but one in the heart that reigns comfortably and alive forevermore. Blessed be your holy name. I ask you to heal every place that's in the divine presence. And I challenge the devil in Jesus' name who cannot defy the Word of God. For the Word of God has defeated you, Satan, and you are victor of every right that you ever had. When Jesus died at Calvary, he gave us the keys to the kingdom, and you have no legal right in our bodies any longer, and we adjure thee in the name of Jesus Christ, leave every sick person here, and every crippled person, every blind person, every deaf person, every lame person, every sick person, everyone, leave in Jesus' name, I ask you to go. They shudder. You can see me. I hope God has found grace in your heart. Keep your lips down, people. I am your brother, and I'm telling you the truth. Christ, the Son of the living God, is in this building. There is a light hangs near. Beneath it is a little darkness. That's just a little suspicion, a little superstition, a little superstition. I set my face. Touch that garment that hangs so close to you. Do it right now. You confess that you will. Believe it. And I want the first person that was deaf, dumb, blind, or crippled that couldn't move a hand. Maybe you couldn't move your hand. I want you to start moving. You couldn't see out of one eye or an eye. Look deep. You can see now. Couldn't hear out of one ear. Put your finger in your good ear. Listen. The first one of you that feels the God of Jesus, I want you to come to that point and testify and tell the others. If there is something else, if you couldn't move your hand, move it. Move it in Christ's name, move it. Put your faith to a test. If you can move it, rise up and come here. If you couldn't hear it and can hear now, rise up and come here. If you are stepping with a headache, it's God. Rise up from here. If you are sick of your stomach, and the sickness is gone for you, from you, rise up from here. Here comes the lady now with your testimony. That's the way. Come up to the doctor. Touch your stomach. Anywhere. Hey, what's wrong with you? Do you really believe it? You said the word, or speak to you. Christ speaks his word. Somebody else is sitting here or something. Come up. That's right, lady. Rise up. Come on. Someone else now. That's right. You couldn't walk? Come up now. If you couldn't speak, come up now and testify right here. You can do it. You're not afraid, are you? Are you afraid to put Christ to the test? What was wrong with you? You need a real raise your hand. Line yourself up. Come up here and testify to the glory of God. Give God the faith to the glory of God. That's right. Come on. You can come in. You rise up first. But I think that's God wants. That's her name. If you couldn't raise your hand, raise it up. If you couldn't speak, scream hallelujah. Where's your baby? Are you just bluffing? Was you kidding Christ? Christ has to keep his word. How would I spend with that solemn fire tonight? If he didn't keep his word. If he were there, it was just about. Maybe some dirt, gum, glass. I don't know what the trouble was. Whatever your trouble was, come on, give God a chance. Testify. Raise that, don't be afraid, don't be ashamed. You ashamed of your testimony? Come on. Why are you coming to give testimony? I say, Roger, you people that raise your hand right away, you want to repent. You want to make the right right. Come here and stand with us, and I want to pray with you. Come on out, come up this way. You raised your hands a while ago, and you declared that you want to come and thank God for taking the temple away from you, taking the world away from you. You better dress different, you better act different, you better live different. You better come up here, be sincere. Stand up around the altar here. Now, I want you people to look here. I want you men to see. Can you see what fills the heart of a preacher? Can you see what fills the Holy Spirit? When people raise their hands and they'll do that, and God will step there in that room, what's left of judgment? You'll cry someday when I'm gone. You remember that. I speak in the name of Jesus Christ. You're wrong to hear these things and you'll never hear them. Come, I invite you in Christ's name. Was you ashamed you raised your hand? Then you wouldn't make a good Christian to begin with. That's all for real, but better for the time of the gospel. You had to take off the kid gloves and tell the truth. Christ is here. He's raised from the dead. He's present. That's the reason we feel over you. Come on now. That's right. Raise up. If Mama says, stay on, say, Mama, you go with me. If husband says, you can't go, I'll leave you and say, goodbye, come on. We're going. That's right. Walk away with it. Walk out of here and give your personal testimony. Come down out of the bathroom. You've been back first. You've done wrong. You want to make the right with God. These are coming for testimony for you. Well, they had a real revival starting there. You're just kissing your feet and doing something about it. God's never going to pull you up from there. You're going to walk on your own free will. Do you believe? Somebody's getting healed, just as they're getting healed, they're going to the line. Those who are living out of common good, God has sent to. Let the people see who they were, if they were wrong, tell the church members here what you are that you stand for, God, what does she think? It ain't what she thinks, it's what Christ thinks of you. Your soul's thirsting, come on, there's the fountain open. While we're waiting, come on now. There is the hundreds held their hands. I wonder what happened. You're waiting for another chance. I hope you get it. You may not. Let me just drop this. Just keep pouring through my heart, pouring through my heart. I've got to say, you're looking for a greater day, but this is your last one. This is the final call. Now you write that down in a book and see if you ever see things happen any greater than you see happen now. Just remember, you're trying to place it off somewhere else. You Gentiles had a short revival at the end. It's just about over. All right. You standing here around the altar. Everybody reverent. Are you ashamed of your life? You want God to help you now? Be merciful. God bless you, lady. Come out on. That's the way. The Lord be with you. God bless you, lady. As I come out on up, this sacred stand, he that will confess me before man, whom will I confess before the Father and the holy angels? If you're ashamed of your lives and you want God to help you, will you just raise up your hands and be around the altar here? That's right. Be a real man and woman. As all your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Look at the testimonies of healing. They just keep feeling the power of God moving through them. Ministers, sit around behind me now, each one of you. This man here, a man of God who has his churches here in the city, who's cooperating in this meeting. We're going to give you a hand. If you don't already belong to the church, we'll take you baptized in Christian baptism. We'll take you into the church as a member of their church. We'll feed you, do what's right. We're a man who believes in this ministry. That's why we're here to represent. Now, everyone is concerned about these souls. Let's bow our heads just a moment. O eternal and blessed God, these two little ones have come tonight, and it is written in the Scripture, no man can come to me except my Father draws him. And he that will come to me, I will in no wise cast out. Here's men and women who sinned and did that which is wrong. They're standing here tonight, repenting of their difference and being different towards you. Some of them, no doubt, have made confessions in churches, but they've never lived up to that confession. Oh, blessed Holy Spirit, sweep into their souls just now and give to them the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Baptize them in my love and power. Oh, Lord, take away all ungodly things from them. Take the world out of them, Lord, that they might be considered to God that way by Jesus Christ. Faultless and blameless, standing in His righteousness alone. Grant it, Lord. These ministers are standing around them. Some of them have hands on them, and they're praying with them. The church has their heads bowed. We see your spirit as it moves through the building. The things and fixings, the meals are sick. We stand the world praying for testimony. God, we pray that the Holy Ghost will now be brought down into this church like a rushing mighty wind. May it cleanse every heart from sin and give to these people. Fill their hearts with goodness. Take the air out of them, Lord, and let them thirst after thee. And thou said, blessed are they that be hungry and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. May the Lord, may they be filled with the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be your name. Each one of these coming will have a certificate of your sins, and you believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ has come to you in peace and love, and you feel different from what you did when you come up here in this altar for a prayer. Will you raise your hand? You around the altar here? Just raise up your hand? That's good. God bless you. Now, minister friend, you walk right up to him and then shake your hand. We'll offer a little prayer with each one of them. Now, walk right up to him, each one, right up to him. All right? Let the lady now and over here and say, Brother Bailey, come here. I want these early testimonies now as you come. While these are making themselves welcome to their churches and so forth. All right, ladies, come out of here now to tell them how to give God a glory.
In that meeting that night, when they started, there was the Rajahs on pillars, and there was the Mohammedans and the Buddhas. It's taken me better than 2.5 hours to even get to the stand where I was going to preach. The mayor estimated that if I stayed the 3 days or the 5 days I was supposed to stay, there would be 500,000 outside people in Palm Bay. They'd hurt. They'd come. I thought, well, if these preachers don't want to cooperate, let them alone then. But I made a mistake. I should have turned and come back until I got cooperation. Because that night, when we went to the meeting, you couldn't give out prayer cards. There's no way of doing it. So we had the militia. They kind of bring up one at a time. And then there are thousands times thousands and thousands of thousands of people. Who's going to be the first in the prayer? The people you can't even talk to. But then when the Holy Spirit begins to reveal to them and begins to tell them, I'd see what there was, spell their name out, I couldn't even pronounce it. The place. Then I could feel coming in by the Holy Spirit that it was, they were thinking it was a telepathy. So I thought, Lord, if you'll just give grace,
About three or four had passed. The leper passed, had no arm. And I took him in my arms and began to love him. He just wept when he seen that somebody cared for him. The world's dying for love. Now you take your brother in your arms. If it don't make things a little different. That same love that worked on a leper will work on your brother that you think is wrong.
That's right now.
And I took him in my arms. And he cried. And about the second after that was a blind man. There'd been another blind man went through. Told him who he was, where he come from, everything. I said, the Lord God has healed you, brother. Years ago, he died for you, and your healing is secured. If you just believe it now, go on, get well. Two or three of the lepers that passed through, only thing I saw was who they were and what was. I didn't say no more. That's all I can say is what I can see. Now I just quit saying. Then this one come to a blind man and told him who he was, said, you're a beggar. You got two children. You got a wife. She's a thin woman. Told what her name was and her given name. That was all right. And then when I started to pass him on through, a vision broke. Now that's when the Lord's speaking. The other is what the man was doing himself. That's what you see on the platform. It's you doing it, not me. It's your own faith that's doing it. Now, then when that broke, I looked and I seen the man standing before me. He looked a little grayer than what he was there. And he could see. His eyes was open. And he was rejoicing and talking to people. That's the keynote. There it was. I thought, oh God. There it is. How that there's no way, brethren. We're eternity bound people and we're going to stand in his presence together one of these days. I mean face to face with him. There's no way to explain it. When you know that it's going to happen, there it is. I've never seen it one time ever face. The other day, Waterloo. After that bunch of ministers so against me. And I was praying. Oh, Lord, here I am in a predicament. I don't know what to do. Hundreds of people sitting there, just as cold as it could be, standing there. And of a sudden, I heard something. I thought it was an airplane coming in the roof. I looked around at Dr. Vail. He was looking at the organ. He thought the woman had reversed the organ air. You come to find out it was electric organ. And here it was coming from above, like a roar. And it come down. My coat began shaking. It swept out over the building. The people just turned white and fell backward with their heads back like that. A rushing like a wind, only it wasn't a wind. It was a sound. The Holy Spirit moving through the building, shaking. And we've got it on tape. And I thought, the great Holy Spirit doesn't misbehave himself anyway. I thought, I've never seen him do nothing but what was in the Scripture. And when I went home, I began praying, Lord, where was this bit the Holy Spirit acted like that? In St. John 12, we see where our Lord was praying. And some of them said when the Father spoke back to him, that it thundered. God still lives, brother. Amen. And we're looking for something away out yonder when we got it right now.
Amen.
This is it. Don't let it pass over you like it has through the ages. Like it did in the days of John the Baptist. They didn't know who he was. People don't know what this Holy Ghost is. It's not something to organize an organization over, which I'm not criticizing that, brethren. It's not something to fuss about. It's something to love and to worship. It's not to separate yourselves from one another. It's to bring one another together. We're using it as a tool. Not to better the kingdom of God. When we make ourselves different from each other, we got to make ourselves together with this. And the real Holy Spirit will bring that to us, brethren. It's just got to. It's Christ on love for us. And notice, to the Indian meeting, there was the man. I seen him standing there like a blue shadow. And when the vision left me, oh, what a feeling, what a feeling. I knew then that it had to happen. It's got to happen. God said so. Then I could take the floor. I could be boss then, as it was. Pardon that expression, not me, but the Holy Spirit working was the boss. If God would come today and show me a vision that George Washington is going to be raised in the presidential graveyard, I'd invite the world to come watch it done. That's exactly right. It'll happen. If God said so, how can it be?
Amen.
I'm 48 years old. I've seen visions since I was just a little boy of 2. And never one time has it failed. To me, it's God.
Amen.
If I can't get the world to see it, what difference? They never see it in any age. But God's just, He sends it anyhow. That he, then when it's all over, they say, well, we didn't know that. Sure enough, did this happen? I didn't know it. Oh, yeah. It's always been that way. It's Amen. That way today, brethren. Yeah. You listen. This is the hour. This is the day. You're looking for something out here, and the devil trying to play something off out here sometime. You're going to be in a millennium before you know it.
Amen.
It's at the end time now. So then when this vision come and the blind man was seen, then he was still standing there. I said, now, to you gentlemen today, that we was in the Jan temple, and you all were saying that you started before Genesis and how insufficient this God was and how that all of his disciples did this, that, and the other. The worst. And I said, I know your thoughts. You're thinking that I'm reading telepathy. Because this is all you've ever seen is right here. Now, that's what's in your mind. But I said, here's a blind man. And the man has just witnessed, and he went blind, which the Spirit told him, 20 years ago, watching the sun. He worshipped the sun. And he'd been blind. His eyes was as white as a shirt. I said, he has promised to get his sight back again. He'll serve the God that gives him his sight. He's willing to change. I said, you, Muhammad, here, you are the greatest in number. To come here and give this man back his sight. There you are. I wouldn't have said that for nothing, brethren, if God hadn't said so first, you see, the vision. I said, now I'll come and give him his sight. I said, you Buddha worshipers, I challenge the priest of the Buddha to come give him his sight. Are you Jains that was in the temple today? I challenge any of you priests to come give him his sight. And he'll worship the God that gives him his sight.
Amen.
Oh, brother. It is a quiet bunch. Certainly it was. And I said, what could you do? You tell him he was wrong in worshiping the sun. He's worshiping, I said, I believe he's wrong. He's worshiping the creation instead of the Creator. See? I said, I believe he was wrong. And I said, what would you Mohammedans do if you changed him? You'd always change his way of thinking. What if you jam-stuck him? You change his way of thinking. What if you Buddhist stuck him? You change his way of thinking. That's right. Psychology. Well, brother, I want to ask you something. What more would the Methodist do for him than the Baptist could do? We got the same thing in America. Only we got one God we worship. But all the Baptists wants them all to be Baptists, and wants all the Methodists and Pentecostals, wants to make them all Pentecostals. Church of God wants them all on their side, and the Assemblies wants them all on their side. What is it? Oh, they got to be baptized just as this and that, or they got to say certain things. They got. What is it? Psychology.
Yes.
I'm not one to hurt feelings, but brother, I must be honest. This may be our last time we'll ever.
Amen.
True. I said, we got the same thing in America. Just from this church to that church. The Church of God don't treat me right, I'll join the Assembly. Assembly don't treat me right, I'll be in oneness. And there you are. What is it? It's the same thing. Like pagans. Heathens. It's true. Anchor yourself in Christ once.
Amen.
Stay there.
Amen.
That's right. Then, when I said, certainly you could do no more for him. One from the other, no matter who it would be. But I said, you can't give him his sight, you Mohammedans, neither can you Jains, and neither can you Buddhas, or any of you can give him his sight, and neither can I give him his sight. But I said, the God of heaven
who raised up his son Jesus.
But you think it's telepathy. Has showed me a vision that the man will receive his sight. And if he doesn't, I'm a false prophet.
And now if he does, how many of you will raise your hands that you'll forsake your pagan God? You see where your priest is standing? Every one of them. They're silent people. No wonder they're silent. I'd be silent too if the God of heaven hadn't showed me something just now. I said, now we'll find out whether it's right or not. And everybody was quiet. I got the poor old fellow and pulled him through my bosom. I said, Lord God, who made the heavens and earth, as it was in the Bible times, it has returned again. Let it be known today that you're God, and your church shall prevail against every gate of hell. It shall be. And many of these men sitting here who's labored out here, thinking that these things belong in another age, let them know that their labors are not in vain. They preached the best that they know how under the circumstances and the things they had to preach by. But now thou hast come on the scene. They don't interpret the prayer, of course. And in praying to the Lord, I had him lean against my bosom. When I tucked him away like that, he let out a scream with all of his might. He ran and grabbed the mayor of Durban and kissed him. His sight was as good as any man that's in here. Then what happened?
Hallelujah.
There he was standing there. He fell on his knees. He threw his hands in the air. He wept. Powell was watching him. That man has testified even to the president of India, which up at New Delhi, this coming October, if I wish, they got an ample theater up there that I can put 1 million people in for a united effort all over India. Then I said, how many of you here will receive Jesus as personal Savior, you Mohammedans and Buddhists and so forth? Their hands went up everywhere. Everywhere.
Amen.
And they made a rush. They pulled my shoes off. They tore my... I was over an hour getting out of it. Threaded clothes. 5 or 6 lions could not hold them back. They'd run over their legs and everything. Indians are superstitious. They want to touch you or something like that. Of trying to get in. Mothers even throwing their babies to try to get through the touch. I had to leave the city the next day because they couldn't hold them any longer. Well, no place to put them. Jesus said, go preach the gospel. That's right. We've built around schools, organizations, education. Nothing against it. That's all right. Nothing against it. But he said, preach the gospel. He never said, build churches. He never said, build organizations. He never said, build schools. He never said, have seminaries. He said, preach the gospel.
Amen.
We turn around and done something else. That's the reason the heathen's in the shape they are today. That's the reason these things are. But my brethren, are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob still is today.
Amen.
That's right. He's the same God. It reminds me of one little thing of faith. I've got to go there. If you have just a couple minutes. As everybody knows, I like to hunt. This brother sitting here from northern British Columbia, one day I come out of the mountains of whiskers about that long. They're turning gray. There was big old slouch hat pulled down, overhauls, and hadn't had a bath for over 2 weeks. And had 21 head of horses, and I guess I smelt worse than the horses did. Been not taking a bath and dirty and sweaty. I've been bear hunting up in the mountains. How the experiences that I had with God there will live with me till I die. I'll be alone. I was in a little place where they had a store just about the size of half of this room. They had everything there. A young woman there, about 30 years old, had never seen a city in her life. So far back. I guess the first real hardtop road would be Edmonton. About Edmonton. That'd be 400 or 500 miles away. Yes. Been about 200 miles ago. 200 miles to a hardtop road. And then you leave that, then you've got another one, a long stretch of it. Way up in East Pines, northern British Columbia. Standing back there, trying to pull the panniers on the horses and tighten up the... A man come down through there. Said, hello, Brother Branham.
Farmer, the Lord gave a vision, called him to the work, and now he's just returning from Cuba, and he's rode back again now in the field. I was down in a way, no other place, where a lady walked up, all that beard and stuff, the lady walked up and touched me on the back. But aren't you Brother Branham? I said, yes, ma'am. How'd you know me? But I got your book. I said, how'd you ever get a book back there? It comes twice a year, mail on a dog's leg. Oh, they'll come from the east and the west with that great song. Way up in the mountains one time in Colorado, I was hanging out. Not to kill the game, just to be alone with God. You can have all your feather-aged Florida you want to. That's what man done to it. I like it the way God made it. Just in its raw nature. I climbed way high in the mountains, way high. Because the elk hadn't come down yet. There's not enough snow to run them down. I was at least 35 or 40 miles from a human being. Way back between Berthoud Pass and Rabbit Ear Pass, way back on the Troublesome River, where I used to herd cattle when I was a boy. I got a little thing I want to say right here about that. I used to, when they had the roundup in the spring when we were putting the cattle up on the Repertoire Forest, the Herford Association grazes the valley. And if you can raise a ton of hay and got a brand from the Chamber of Commerce, you can herd a cow on the Repertoire Forest in the summer. So we herded down there. Our brand was a tripod, and a big diamond, bar diamond was next to us there, which was Grimes, and all of you know Grimes, the racehorse man. He worked about 20 men all the time. And we ours was a small outfit. We had the last place of irrigation off the east fork of the Troublesome River, way up. So then where the river's divided like this and come down from the north, east and west slope, well, then we grazed that in there 150, 200 miles through there. We grazed it. So they had a drift fence from the private-owned property until the government property. Many times have I sat there every day and watching when he's taking those cattle through. I sit with them laid around, born on the saddle, as you all know, watching, and the ranger stood there counting those cattle as he went through. He examined those cattle. Brethren, he didn't look so much about the brand. It was the breed of the cattle. The brand could go in, it had something to do with it, but it was the blood of the cow. No matter what brand was on, if that cow wasn't a thoroughbred Herford, she couldn't go on that far. I think that's the way it'll be his judgment. It'll not be whether you're Church of God or Assembly of God. It'll be the blood mark that'll tell the difference. No matter what kind of a brand you're wearing, it'll only be those who are born again will go in. Up on those mountains, I watched come up a storm, and I got behind a tree and stood there for a little bit while the storm was going on. And all of a sudden, as the storm was over, I come out behind a tree. It'll storm a while, rain, then it'll snow a while, and then the sun will come out and melt it off, and maybe it'll rain again. And when I come out, it turned cold, and I'm behind this tree, and the sun was going down into the west, and the great eye peeping across this way. And there the rainbow will come across the valley where the evergreens had froze with the rain, you know how to freeze on the trees. And the sun against it made a rainbow. I looked at that rain. My mother's mother come off this reservation, I feel. My conversion didn't take the call the deep out of me. I love the woods. So I stood there and I started crying. Our old great Jehovah, as I said last night, he guides my steps by his eye. So then there he is looking there. I thought, yes, the sun is dying in the west. The day is over. The rainbow represents the covenant. We're at the end time. You look anywhere, you can see God. If you just look around a little bit, you can see him in the brothers that you don't like so well. You can just look at him. You can see him in the organization that you don't like if you just look around. I don't know. He will be there. So don't worry. And then I watched that and I started weeping. In a few moments I heard the old gray wolf call up on top of the mountain and the mate anchor down in the bottom. You know, David said, when the deep calls to the deep, deep begin calling to the deep. I heard
the old bull elk bugle, the storm separated them through the massive blowing, the timbers falling. The herd got broke up. They were bugling one to another to come back together. The mate of the wolf was calling, let's come back together. The owl was calling to the rainbow, let's come back together. The Spirit's calling to the church, let's come back together. Let's unite. God was there. And while I was standing there worshiping, I run around that tree as hard as I could go, just to give vent to my feelings, screaming to the top of my voice, shaking my hand. Then I thought I was a holy roller, sure enough, and somebody had seen me. But, or maybe I was insane. Run around that tree, but I was worshiping God. I seen everything calling, the deep calling to the deep, like the Spirit is now, calling to the church, calling to the body, let's come together. Let's be together. The sun's setting. It's later than you think. Let's come together.
Oh, behold, I would break down all the treasures and unbelief in the hearts of my people. But I have ordained that Adam and this should be a place where I would show forth my power and my glory. I would have it with God in a dry and a thirsty land. But he that lets pagan come and make it a blessing. But I say that rivers shall spring forth through the ministry of my servant, which I have sent among you. Yea, a prophet, and if you will hear the words, and not only hear them, but let them be demonstrated in my life, yea, with love. If ye will let that same atmosphere penetrate your lives that penetrated the upper room in the early days of Pentecost, I will let a new outpouring of my Spirit be poured out upon this city. And ye shall see the glory of God, and ye shall be able to sing, O Lord, how great thou art. For I am the Lord thy God who called my people. I will lead them, yea, as a shepherd leads his sheep. And ye shall come to a oneness of the Spirit and the unity of the faith that I have ordained in the last days. Oh, my people, say not within myself, how can such a great work be wrought? For he that is among you has been ordained that I have sent into this place. And if he will come into that unity, I will show you the great power of the Lord. He shall be filled with the fullness of God, and the gifts and the fruits of the Spirit shall be operated freely in my life. Hear thou the word of the Lord this morning.
Amen. Where did the Spirit speak? When the rainbow, the sun called the rainbow. When the wolf called his mate. When the elk called his mate. Jesus is calling his mate, the church. God bless you, brethren. I'm here shoulder to shoulder with you at the throne of God to help you every way that I can. I'm your brother.